This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukrainian fighters say they're beating back the Russians in the east and taking back some territory. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the Russians aren't getting as far as they'd like to in Ukraine.
The Russians have not made the kind of progress in the Donbas and in the south that we believe they wanted to make. We do believe they're behind schedule. We do believe it's been slow. And at every turn, they have met a stiff Ukrainian resistance. What we're focused on is making sure that that resistance remains as stiff as possible.
But Moscow's trying to obstruct the flow of Western weapons to Ukraine by bombarding rail stations and other supply line targets in Ukraine. The authoritarian leader of Belarus, a neighbor of both Ukraine and Russia, tells the AP he's doing everything he can to stop the war, but he alleges that Ukraine provoked Russia. He says it would be unacceptable to use nuclear weapons, but can't say if Russia has such plans. What now? The Supreme Court appears close to ending abortion rights, according to a leaked draft opinion. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Justice Samuel Alito stated in the opinion that it applies only to abortion, but a number of other rulings, based in part on the right to privacy, allowed married couples the right to buy and use contraceptives. Another overturned a Texas law that criminalized same-sex intimacy, and yet another decision legalized gay marriage. Several state legislatures controlled by the Republican Party have already passed bills aimed at barring transgender youth sports and health care. Others imposed restrictions on talking about LGBTQ issues in public classrooms. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Borrowing money will get more expensive now that the Fed's raised interest rates by a half percentage point. It appears a tornado touched down outside Oklahoma City yesterday. No injuries that we know of. Some people briefly trapped. This is AP News. We've learned that Donald Trump Jr. has spoken with the January 6th committee.
Donald Trump Jr., the oldest son of former President Donald Trump, was interviewed Tuesday by the House committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Two people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity confirmed Trump Jr.'s appearance before the committee. The younger Trump was in close proximity to his father on the day of the riot. He was seen backstage at the rally on the White House ellipse that took place shortly before Trump supporters marched to the Capitol and breached the building. His sister Ivanka Trump sat down with the committee for 8 hours in early April. The committee has interviewed nearly 1,000 witnesses. Public hearings are set to begin June 9th and go on for 4 weeks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gas prices are rising again. Gas is $4.24 a gallon this morning, up 10 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.